Weatherology forecast for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. Cloudy skies expected today with highs around 47. South winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Overcast tonight, lows around 33. High temperatures reach up to 57. Tomorrow, partly cloudy. Get up-to-the-minute weather updates from the Weatherology Weather Center. I'm Staff Meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki on KNDY for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. Currently, it's 43.
From AgView.net, I'm Ken Rogers with Ag News. Agriculture technology and data firm Barchard has released its final 2021 corn and soybean production estimates for the U.S. The latest report indicates a slight increase in U.S. crop production and yield for corn and soybeans. Canadian production remains relatively unchanged. The Barchard U.S. corn production forecast 15.4 billion bushels compared to USDA's forecast of 15 billion. The average corn yield pegged at 182.2 bushels per acre. USDA has 176.5. Soybean production projected at 4.5 billion bushels, slightly higher than USDA's 4.4 billion bushels. Barchard also predicts the average soybean yield 51.4 bushels per acre. USDA has 51.5. The report also predicts Canadian spring wheat production 746.4 million bushels, an average yield 46.3 bushels per acre, and the Canadian soybean production 223.1 million bushels projected, an average yield of 42.2 bushels per acre. Growth Energy submitting to the EPA a notice of intent to sue regarding its failure to timely fulfill the agency's statutory obligation. The notice was sent yesterday. It focuses on EPA's delay in issuing the 2022 renewable volume obligation under the renewable fuel standard. The RVO is for 2022 due by November 30th of this year. That's an annual deadline set by Congress and the RFS. But with less than a month to go, EPA has not issued a notice of proposed rulemaking to establish those obligations. The Growth Energy Notice gives EPA 60 days to issue the 2022 RVO before risking a lawsuit in federal court. Growth Energy claims failure to issue the RVOs in a timely manner undermines the RFS by eliminating prospective market-forcing blending obligations and creating uncertainty in the market. That's Ag News from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
Kansas Mid-America Network News. Authorities are investigating a Catholic priest for alleged sexual abuse of a minor. On Monday, Bishop Carl A. Kim of the Catholic Diocese of Wichita placed Reverend Michael Shem with the Church of the Resurrection, 4910 North Woodlawn Street in Bel Air, on leave, according to a media release from the diocese. Sedgwick County District Attorney Mark Bennett says the Catholic Diocese of Wichita notified the office of the district attorney that allegations had recently been made against a priest working within the diocese. The allegations date to the time frame over 25 years ago. Kansas State Treasurer Lynn Rogers plans to visit Wichita North High School on Thursday to speak with students in the Jobs for America's Graduates Program, also known as JAG-K. Treasurer Rogers has also visited Northwest and West as part of his tour of 79 JAG-K programs across the state. He says he looks forward to answering any questions students or staff have about finances. This is Kansas Mid-America Network News.
Truck, SUV. That's the only choice you'll have to make because where you buy it is easy. Rusty Eck Ford.
That's right. And at Rusty Eck Ford, again, you have options with their huge selection of certified pre-owned vehicles available right now. What does certified mean to you? It means getting the price advantage of buying pre-owned with the security of a manufacturer-backed warranty, like Ford's, with up to 7 years and 100,000 miles. It means getting a vehicle that comes fully inspected. It means getting 24/7 roadside assistance and total peace of mind. Rusty Eck Ford is your number one choice as your number one certified pre-owned Ford dealer in Wichita.
So it's that simple, and there is no other choice. It's Rusty Eck Ford. If you don't come see us today, we can't save you any money. RustyEckFord.com.
Office valid on select pre-stock vehicles with approved credit plus tax and fees. Not all qualify. See dealer for details. Based on 5/20/21 sales. Office expires month's end.
Law enforcement authorities are investigating alleged forgery and identity theft in Manhattan. Just after 1 p.m. Monday afternoon, officers filed a report for theft by deception in the 3100 block of Anderson Avenue in Manhattan. Robbins Motor Company reported an unknown male suspect used fake information to purchase a 2019 dark blue Dodge Challenger. Now, anyone with information can contact the Riley County Police Department or the Manhattan Riley County Crime Stoppers. Traffic was disrupted on Highway 77 north of Arkansas City on Tuesday after a cattle truck overturned. The accident happened at around 8 a.m. just south of 248th Road. The Kansas Highway Patrol reports the Freightliner was heading south when a steer tire blew. The truck went into the median and overturned, coming to a rest on the driver's side. Several cattle were roaming free and crews worked to free cows that were stuck inside the trailer. The 40-year-old driver was taken to a local hospital to be checked out. This is Kansas Mid-America Network News.
Tires aren't all the same, and neither are tire dealers. Find a dealer like Mike's OK Tire, who carries Michelin and BF Goodrich tires. Michelin offers safe, fuel-efficient, long-lasting tires that provide exceptional performance and extraordinary value. BF Goodrich tires are built for drivers looking for high performance and aggressive styling. Next time you need tires, don't deal with amateurs. See the tire experts. See Mike's OK Tire in downtown Marysville for tires, repair, alignment, and service.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News. Attorneys for Republican Representative Jeff Bordenberry of Nebraska have asked a judge to dismiss federal charges accusing him of lying to FBI agents who are investigating illegal campaign contributions. Fortenberry received illegal contributions from a Nigerian billionaire, Gilbert Shagori, using a middleman at a 2016 fundraiser in Los Angeles. Fortenberry said he was misled and that he didn't know the campaign contribution originated from Shagori. A resident of the small village of Alvo in eastern Nebraska is suing the village board for refusing to allow a recall election after a petition drive collected enough signatures to force a recall vote for two village board members, Larry Ranger and Robin LePage. Alvo resident Dennis Templemeyer is suing, saying the board defied state law when it voted 5-0 on October 5th against calling the election. Both Ranger and LePage participated in the vote, even though election officials say they should have recused themselves. This is Nebraska Mid-America Network News.
Changes in weather can make or break Kansas farms.
It's going to pick up an intensity a little bit overnight tonight.
That affects us all. That's why you need a meteorologist you can trust to give you accurate and up-to-the-minute information each and every day.
I'm Jay Prater. I know how important an accurate forecast is to you. With Cake First Alert Forecast, I'll give you precise conditions in your area, wherever you are in Cakeland.
Trust Jay Prater and Cake First Alert, your weather authority. Cake News, on your side.
Ag producers, you know the performance of your diesel engines is critical to your success. MJ's Truck Repair at Exit 46 off I-135 in Mound Ridge, Kansas, has been a partner with the ag community since they opened the doors. They stand ready to have their experienced professionals handle your diesel engine repair needs without burning a hole in your pocket. And emergency ag diesel repair service on the farm? Just a phone call away with MJ's Truck Repair. MJ's Truck Repair of Mound Ridge, Kansas.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Jason Barnes is re-elected Marysville mayor with 53% of votes among 835 that were cast, holding off a write-in challenge from Rick Shane. Kyle Garaki defeats incumbent Bobby Pipia for Ward 1 City Council with 2/3 of the ballots. Lori Snellings defeats Ryan Wilson for Ward 2, taking 77%. Colleen Behrens retains her seat with 57%, holding off a write-in challenge from Harold Johnson III. And Jeff Keating defeats Kyle Bargman, taking 3/4 of the total in Ward 4. Again, Jason Barnes, re-elected mayor, Kyle Garaki, Bobby Pipia, Lori Snellings, and Jeff Keating elected to Marysville City Council. Marysville USD 364 School Board President Pam Dankenbrink holds off challenger Tyson Anderson with 61% of the votes, while incumbent Chris Denner is unseated by Liberty Price Obley, who tallied 54% of votes cast. Another incumbent, Kevin O'Neill, had filed but withdrew earlier from the race as Travis Prawley takes 64% of ballots cast. For Valley Heights, USD 498, Lisa Stryker beats Robert Chase, winning 79%, and Jamie Stump-Gillig tops Melva Center, garnering 80% of votes. In USD 380 Vermillion, Rachel Wanklin nets 93% of ballots versus Brent Halverson. Nemahal County ballots in the race are yet to be determined. For Prairie Hills, USD 113, Anissa Bloom defeats Doug Renier in Nemahal County with 56% of the count. The Washington County school bond issue passed Tuesday with 372 voting yes, 249 no votes. The approval will allow construction of additional elementary classrooms and facilities. Again, the USD 108 Washington County School Bond Issue passing 372 yes, 249 no. The school bond issue in Seneca was defeated with 68% voting no, over 1,500 ballots cast in the district. Amy Sudbeck retains her school board seat on USD 115 with 67% of ballots. She was challenged by Doug Dollinghouse. Separately, but on the same issue, Sudbeck is retained with 75% voting against a recall. Kara Baker wins a three-way race for position two with a majority 58%. Troy Lewis garnered 38%. A town hall meeting is planned Wednesday evening in Lynn to outline and receive public comment regarding a proposed infill housing program that would focus on developing affordable, maintenance-free options for housing in the community. Lynn Housing Authority is leading the effort, with a meeting open to the public Wednesday evening to begin at 6 p.m. at Lynn City Hall. Gary M. Wormy Clay is age 63 of Marysville, passed away on Friday. Rosary at 10 a.m. Friday with a service to follow at 10:30 at St. Gregory's Catholic Church, Marysville. Burial in the church cemetery. Visitation Thursday, 10 until 9 at Kinsley Mortuary of Marysville, in charge of arrangements for Gary Wormy Clay's. Murray Long, age 58 of Waterville, passed away October 22nd. Graveside service Friday at 2 at St. Michael's Catholic Church at Kimio. Visitation Thursday, noon until 8, with family greeting friends 6 until 8, at the Terry Christie Funeral in Waterville, in charge of arrangements for Marie Long. Edith Klataska, age 89, of Greenleaf, passed away Sunday. Funeral service Saturday, 10 a.m. at the Ward Funeral Home, with burial in the Sacred Heart Catholic Cemetery at Greenleaf. Visitation Friday, 1 until 8. Family will greet friends Friday, 5 until 7, at the Ward Funeral Home in Washington, in charge of arrangements for Edith Klataska. Helga E. Frazier, age 84, of Marysville, passed away October 25th. Funeral service Saturday, 11 a.m. at Kinsley Mortuary in Marysville. Private burial at the Antioch Cemetery near Frankfort. Visitation, family Friday, 6 until 9 at Kinsley Mortuary, in charge of arrangements for Helga Frazier. Janet S. Suther Johnson, age 63, of Frankfort, passed away Thursday. Private burial at a later date at the Mount Calvary Catholic Cemetery in Frankfort, with the Patton Funeral Chapel in charge of arrangements for Janet Johnson.
For the life that's well remembered, when only the best will do. Cornerstone Granite Industries has the monuments right for you. We have the full range of choices and the best values through and through. For the life well remembered, Cornerstone Granite works for you.
Cornerstone Granite in home has the monument that's right for you.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. We'll continue to see lingering clouds early on, but then the sunshine moves in and sticks around for the end of the work week and into our weekend as high pressure builds in. Temperatures will be in a warming trend as well. As we take a closer look at our forecast, high in the upper 40s this afternoon, mainly cloudy. Tonight, lingering clouds early, then gradual clearing, low near 33. High of 57 on Thursday, mainly sunny. Thursday night, mainly clear, low near 38. High of 59 on Friday, mainly sunny, breezy winds. Friday night, mainly clear, low near 39. High of 67 on Saturday, mainly sunny. Saturday night, clear, low 43. Sunny on Sunday, high near 68. Sunday night, clear, low near 46. High of 65 on Monday, mainly sunny. Monday night, partly cloudy, low of 46. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Laura Lockwood on KNDY.
Average high temperature early November 61, record high on this date 90, the average low 37, and the record low 7 degrees. Sunrise this morning 7:57, sunset this evening 6:24.
A fitness routine doesn't have to involve running shoes or a trip to the gym. We look at the fitness value of common household chores from the old Farmer's Almanac.
If you're a farmer or rancher, chances are you've thought about joining Kansas Farm Bureau. So what's stopping you? Your membership means you have a seat at the table when it comes to the issues that affect your farm. Things like trade, taxes, water, and regulations. The state's largest farm advocacy organization brings your message to policy decision makers at the county, state, and national level. The Voice of Agriculture becomes your voice and fights for Kansas farmers and ranchers. And a Kansas Farm Bureau membership includes other benefits. For about $50 a year, you'll receive discounts on equipment and supplies, cell phone plans, financial and legal support, home and office supplies, and more. You'll also receive Kansas Living, a quarterly lifestyle magazine featuring real stories of farmers and producers around the state, plus great recipes, crafts, and things to see and do in Kansas. Join us today. Visit kfb.org/farmer-rancher to learn more.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Wednesday, November 3rd, the 307th day of the year. Actor Charles Bronson was born on this day in 1921, and ABC's Good Morning America turns 46 years old. It premiered on this day in 1975. Have you ever wondered how normal household chores compare to recreational activities when it comes to burning calories? Here's what you'll find on the Almanac's calorie burning comparison chart. Scrubbing floors, for instance, is the equivalent of playing tennis. Stacking firewood will burn as many calories as a moderate weightlifting session. Raking leaves matches up nicely with ballroom dancing. And your next trip to the grocery store won't be time stolen from your fitness routine. It's just as vigorous, in fact, as a leisurely bicycle ride. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more at almanac.com.
You're not ready for football season until you've visited Reflections Hallmark in downtown Marysville. Show your Kansas State Wildcat pride. University of Kansas Rock Chalk Jayhawkness. Or that you're part of the Kansas City Chiefs Red Kingdom with flags, tumblers, memorabilia, and more from Reflections.
For all your propane and propane delivery needs, contact Hoover's in Greenleaf. Call 747-2201. Propane is safe, propane is clean burning, and propane is economical. Hoover's in Greenleaf offers prompt delivery and excellent customer service. Give Hoover's in Greenleaf a call today, 747-2201. That's Hoover's in Greenleaf.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports. The Pittsburgh Steelers have traded veteran outside linebacker Melvin Ingram to the Kansas City Chiefs for a second-round pick in the 2022 draft. The teams made the announcement hours before the NFL's trade deadline. The move gives Kansas City's struggling defense some much-needed help, though Ingram did sit out Pittsburgh's win over Cleveland on Sunday. The 32-year-old Ingram spent the first 9 years of his career with the Los Angeles Chargers before signing a one-year deal with Pittsburgh in July. Kansas Jayhawk forward Jalen Wilson will be suspended for the November 3rd Jayhawks lone exhibition game and first three regular season games after he was arrested on suspicion of drunken driving. The 6'8" sophomore from Texas was arrested early Sunday in Lawrence and released on $250 bond. He will miss Wednesday night's exhibition game against Emporia State, along with the regular season opener against Michigan State in the Champions Classic. This is Kansas Mid-America Network Sports.
Truck, SUV, truck, SUV. That's the only choice you'll have to make because where you buy it is easy. Rusty Eck Ford.
That's right. And at Rusty Eck Ford, again, you have options with their huge selection of certified pre-owned vehicles available right now. What does certified mean to you? It means getting the price advantage of buying pre-owned with the security of a manufacturer-backed warranty, like Ford's, with up to 7 years and 100,000 miles. It means getting a vehicle that comes fully inspected. It means getting 24/7 roadside assistance and total peace of mind. Rusty Eck Ford is your number one choice as your number one certified pre-owned Ford dealer in Wichita.
So it's that simple, and there is no other choice. It's Rusty Eck Ford. If you don't come see us today, we can't save you any money. RustyEckFord.com.
Office valid on select stock vehicles with approved credit plus Saxon fees. Not all qualify. See dealer for details. Based on 5/20/21 sales. Office expires month's end.
According to a release Tuesday from Mark Patrick with the KJCCC, these are the new quarterfinal pairings for this weekend's action. Number 8, Butler, 0-8, goes to number 1, Coffeyville, 6-1. Number 7, Fort Scott, who's 1-7, goes to number 2, Independence, who's 6-1. Number 6, Highland, 2-5, goes to number 3, Hutch, 5-2. And number 5, Dodge City, who's 3-4, goes to number 4, Garden City, who's 5-2. The New York Jets added some depth to the offensive line, acquiring guard Lawrence DuVernay-Tardif from the Kansas City Chiefs for tight end Daniel Brown ahead of the NFL's trade deadline. DuVernay-Tardif is a licensed medical doctor who opted out of last season to work on the front lines in the battle against COVID-19. He was active for the first time Monday night for the Chiefs' 2017 win over the Giants, but didn't play. The 30-year-old offensive lineman from Canada has played in 60 NFL games and was the starting right guard for Kansas City in his 31-20 victory over San Francisco in the Super Bowl during the 2019 season. This is Kansas Mid-America Network Sports.
Tune for the Coach's Corner following sports each evening at around 5:20 as we visit with the area high school football coaches from Diller O'Dell and Southern on Mondays. Tuesday, it's Axtell and Centralia. Wednesday, Hanover and Lynn. Frankfort and Valley Heights featured Thursday with Washington County and Marysville on Friday. Plus, tune Fridays for the K-Prep's pregame show, beginning after the news at 6. Our Coach's Corner Roundup following ahead of pregame coverage and our Friday night kickoffs live on KNDY.
Playoff football is upon us. Join KNDY as we broadcast our Friday feature game, Hanover at Axtell. K-Prep's pregame at 6 o'clock. No TPL roundup, but coaches' interviews starting around 6:30, 6:45 pregame, and a 7 o'clock kickoff. Tune in for Hanover at Axtell live on FM 95.5 and streaming live on KNDYradio.com and our free mobile app. Tune in this Saturday for the 119th Sunflower Showdown as Kansas State looks to continue its momentum as it takes on the Kansas Jayhawks with pregame starting at 9 o'clock.
Brighten your spirits and indoor decor with beautiful long-blooming orchids. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. Start with a healthy flowering plant. The Phalaenopsis or moth orchid is the most widely available and easiest to grow. Place your orchid in a bright location. Orchids do best with 12 to 14 hours of sunlight. Unobstructed south or east-facing windows are usually the best. Or give plants a boost with artificial lights. Newer, full-spectrum LED lights provide needed light while using less energy. Thoroughly water your orchid once a week. Pour off any excess water that collects in the saucer. Or place pebbles in the saucer and allow the excess water to collect below the pot. As it evaporates, it increases the humidity around the plant. Group them with other orchids and indoor plants to increase humidity and create an attractive display. Set them on homemade or purchased humidity trays. Check out our website for this and other gardening tips.
Who helped supply the Union Army's depot in Galena, Illinois during the Civil War? The monks at this abbey, of course. Their work is why you'll find many of the beautiful buildings that still stand on the hills just outside of Dubuque. The unique story is this edition of The American Countryside. It's true, I do travel the countryside for each of the interviews you hear on this show, but I'm also a farmer in Northwest Missouri, and I enjoy sharing stories from agriculture as well. That's why I created the Farming the Countryside show, where I interview guests with information important in farm and ranch country. You can hear us on many local radio stations. Just look for our station list on the Farming the Countryside page on Facebook or catch it as a podcast on the AgriTalk app or your favorite podcast platform. Listen to Farming the Countryside, brought to you by Pivot BioProven, as we share information those in agriculture need to know.
I'm Ty Morgan, host of U.S. Farm Report. Join me each weekend as we explore the news and issues that matter the most to agriculture. We know this past year has been challenging in many ways, but as agriculture continues to adapt, we are right there with you. From markets to weather, each weekend we take a deep dive into what matters most. Join me each weekend for U.S. Farm Report, timely, trusted tradition.
In northeastern Iowa, there's a monastery with ties across the Atlantic.
It all started as a house of refuge from Ireland. And there was a monastery in Ireland called Mount Mallory Abbey. We're New Mallory Abbey.
Father Brendan Freeman is the retired abbot at New Mallory Abbey in Piasta, Iowa.
there was a famine in Ireland in the 1840s and 1850s, and the monks didn't know if they'd be able to survive there with the potato famine. They were feeding the poor, and they hardly had enough for themselves. So they came to the United States looking for a place of refuge in case they had to leave Ireland.
The Bishop of Dubuque, Mathias Loris, offered 600 acres of land to establish New Mallory Abbey, just 10 miles southwest of Dubuque.
They came over in 1849 and started farming. Through the years, it's been up and down with farming.
Today, over 3,000 acres of land is rented to area farmers. But in the 1860s, it was farming that built the beautiful stone buildings that still stand today.
They sold cattle and hogs to a packing house in Galena, which had a big contract with the Union forces. And the train only came as far as Galena from Chicago in those days. So the monks would run their cattle over the frozen Mississippi because there was no bridge here at that time. And then run hogs over 40 at a time so they wouldn't go through the ice. And with that money, we built the monastery.
While that land is still farmed, there's another enterprise the monks use to support the abbey today. That story next time as we travel the countryside. In Piasta, Iowa, I'm Andrew McCray.
Winter weather can strike just about anywhere, anytime. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. Riding out the storm will be easier if you've prepared a winter emergency kit when you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
Finally, an easier way to get commodity price updates. Successful Farming Live is an easy-to-use tool that you can use to search Chicago Board of Trade and local cash prices, all by using your voice. Just say, Alexa, enable Successful Farming Live. Visit agriculture.com/smart for more information. From corn to cattle, hogs to soy, getting commodity prices has never been easier. Just say, Alexa, enable Successful Farming Live.
Whenever you're online, Living the Country Life is there too. Like us on Facebook and exchange tips and ideas with people who share your love for the country way of life. Follow us on Twitter at Small Farming for timely news and information. You can also find us on Instagram and Pinterest. See the latest inspired shot from our readers or add a garden tip to your boards. Living the Country Life has all the ideas for your home acreage. Visit us online at livingthecountrylife.com and find us on social media.
My fondest memories of childhood were when a fierce winter storm knocked out power and the roads were closed for days. We sat around the fireplace to keep warm and rode the snowmobile into town because that was the only way to get there. I don't recall having issues with food and water, but when you're impacted by winter weather, it's always a good idea to be prepared with an emergency kit. Ashley Mueller is an Extension Disaster Education Coordinator at the University of Nebraska. She says your kit should include enough supplies to get you and your family through 3 days.
So, of course, water and food, very important. Water, the recommended amount is about a gallon per person for at least 3 days, but additional water is always suggested. Food, non-perishable items, and a non-electric can opener. And then other supplies would include, you know, a flashlight, radio, cell phone charger that maybe has a battery backup.
Also toss in hand sanitizer, paper towels, plastic bags, and plastic ties for personal sanitation if water supplies are limited. Put everything in a sturdy storage container with a lid. Mueller recommends having a kit for your pets with food, water, and other things to keep them comfortable.
I know sometimes storms can cause stress, not only for people, but for our furry and four-legged friends as well. So, you know, things that might make them more comfortable, such as a special toy or, you know, even some treats so that you can focus on weathering it out rather than being stressed.
Make another emergency kit just for stress relief. Throw in a deck of cards, puzzles, games, and other family entertainment that will keep your mind off of what's going on outside. You'll find more tips for building winter emergency kits at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
hill far away stood an old rugged cross, the emblem of suffering and shame. And I love that old cross where the dearest and best for a world of lost sinners was slain. So I'll cherish the old rugged cross till my trophies at last I lay down.
Fascinated watching virtual painting tutorials. But even if the instructor gives detailed instructions, if you get off track, your painting won't turn out as well as you'd hoped. Hi, I'm Callie Breeze with Thrivent, helping you thrive with purpose. You know, sometimes it's easy to get off track with our financial budgets. Whether you had an unexpected bill come up, or maybe you overspent during an online sale, it can be easy to get off track. One way to ensure you stay disciplined with your finances is to list out your needs and your wants and your wishes. Your needs could include things like your mortgage, your car payments, and groceries. Your wants could be anything from paying off your student loans early to buying a new patio set. And your wishes, well, that could be wanting to retire early so you can care for your grandchildren. And just like following along to the instructor's directions at the beginning of a paint class, be sure to follow your budget. If you get off track, pick things back up. When you prioritize sticking to a budget, you can achieve more financial clarity and live a life of meaning.
This is Pastor Michael Ziegler, and I invite you to the Kansas Lutheran Layman's League Convocation on Sunday, November 7th at Washington County High School, located at 115 North D Street, Washington, Kansas. It's open to the public, and we welcome all to join us. I'll be leading the Bible study at 9 a.m. with the worship following at 10:30. Join us in learning about Jesus, sharing his love with others, and gathering for worship on Sunday, November 7th at Washington County High School.
Selling farmers on the science of geospatial, the first in a three-part series today on Farm to Fork.
Farmer's work is never done, and the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts carry premium brand ag and heavy-duty parts with a complete line of fuel pumps and filters, hydraulic hoses, couplings, and fluid. So your equipment maintenance and repair doesn't stand in the way of a hard day's work. Visit O'Reilly Auto Parts today or O'ReillyAuto.com and search farm.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
New is fine, but when it comes to customer service, give me old-fashioned any day. Gempler's is a family-owned independent farm and home supply company that's been around since 1939. You call and get a real person to help you find just the right problem-solving tool or gear to work smarter, safer, and more comfortably. Shop Gempler's.com or give them a call. Phone number's on the website. Again, that's Gempler's.com. Let's start by defining the word geospatial. It's data having to do with a specific location on the Earth. It's the basis for the business of companies like Acre Technologies of St. Louis, using drones and under-the-canopy sensors to collect crop data on farms. CEO Orlando Saez says it's a lot of work to sell the idea to farmers.
One of the biggest impediments is that, from a grower's perspective, conviction is reinforced by math. They need to be convinced. So there is an element of messenger. We call that the dilemma of the trusted advisor, right? Who's a trusted advisor today? And there is a very entrenched ecosystem that that particular cohort is a person. It's the neighbor, is actually somebody that the grower has trusted for many, many years. There's a messenger there.
Saez says, of course, the service costs money, but he says it's worth it.
I believe that there's a direct relationship between the cost of the data and the value of the insight. And so from that perspective, we exist because of the shortcomings or perhaps the gap in terms of understanding what needed to be reconciled to provide more value within the industry. And all data is good. It's just a matter of how it becomes part of that ecosystem.
I'll talk with Saez in tomorrow's show about the future of both farming and geospatial. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
Tension Envelope, the leader in envelope and packaging solutions, is currently looking to hire new members to its staff. With a great work schedule and benefits package, Tension Envelope might be for you. Don't believe me? Well, how about some of the experts at Tension convince you?
My name is Jeff Schoenberger. My duty is an adjuster at Tension Envelope. We work 3 days on, 1 day off, 3 days on, and then 7 days off for the majority of the jobs that are down here at Tension.
Well, hi, I'm Deb Logus, and I've been here 43 years. I am a plate maker right now is what I'm doing. They take good care of us. We've got good benefits.
Head on over to their website for more information on open positions, or call their Marysville location to find out for yourself if Tension Envelope is right for you.
Bob and Georgina at After Hours Feed Supply carry Nutrina and ADM feeds for all of your pet and livestock needs. They also now stock Lindy Spring Water Softener Salt. Open Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 9 p.m., Saturday 8 to 5, open Sundays when they're home. If they don't have the feed you're looking for, let them know, they'll try to find it. Stop by and see After Hours Feed Supply, now stocking Lindy Spring Water Softener Salt at the west edge of Blue Rapids on Highway 9, or give them a call at 363-7344.
Egg news from the Mid-America Egg Network. I'm Andy Hoosier. While larger livestock loans could be indicating some uncertainty in the cattle industry, as the Kansas City Federal Reserve says that demand on the livestock loans grew in the third quarter. KWCH News has the story.
Larger livestock loans could indicate uncertainty in the cattle industry. The Kansas City Federal Reserve says demand for livestock loans grew in the third quarter. The cattle industry facing more financial pressure than some facets in the industry due to higher feed costs. Economists say supply chain disruptions disruptions has also contributed to the spike in feed.
In other news, a public hearing is set to be conducted on Monday, November 8th, next week at 10 a.m. to consider the adoption of a proposed regulation to govern commercial industrial hemp production in the state of Kansas. The Kansas Department of Agriculture did release the announcement saying that due to public health concerns posed by COVID-19, the hearing proceeds will be conducted virtually via video conference system and will provide opportunity for the public to participate via virtual participation online. The KDA is currently proposing amendments to the KAR 4-34-24 in order to provide greater flexibility to Kansas hemp producers and make the regulation align with the U.S. Department of Agriculture's final rule on commercial hemp production. The three amendments were temporarily adopted back in August, and the public hearings are to finalize the process and make the regulations permanent. Anyone who does wish to participate via the video conference must pre-register to provide a full link to the video. Written comments can also be submitted to the public comment webpage prior to hearing or sent to the Kansas Department of Agriculture in Manhattan. You can also find a copy of all the proposed regulations as well as the expanded notice on the public hearing on the Kansas Department of Agriculture website at agriculture.ks.gov/public comment. Agricultural hemp has been a big discussion point with the state legislature over the last couple of years, but it has gained traction and support from many farmers and agricultural leaders across the state of Kansas. And the Kansas Department of Agriculture says they want to continue to make that easier and more flexible. Ag News from the Mid-America Ag Network, I'm Andy Hoosier.
Too many Kansans don't have access to the affordable high-speed internet they need to work, attend school, see the doctor, and avoid isolation. That's why AARP fought for the Emergency Broadband Benefit, a federal program to help lower the cost of high-speed internet for eligible households during the COVID-19 pandemic. Kansans may be eligible for a discount of $50 to $75 a month for high-speed internet services through this short-term program. Visit aarp.org/EBB, paid for by AARP.
Ag producers, you know the performance of your diesel engines is critical to your success. MJ's Truck Repair at Exit 46 off I-135 in Mound Ridge, Kansas, has been a partner with the ag community since they opened the doors. They stand ready to have their experienced professionals handle your diesel engine repair needs without burning a hole in your pocket. And emergency ag diesel repair service on the farm? Just a phone call away with MJ's Truck Repair. MJ's Truck Repair of Mound Ridge.
Around here, if you don't like the weather, wait a minute. Expect the unexpected. And while you're at it, protect yourself too. With multi-peril crop insurance, you can insure your yield or revenue and weatherproof yourself. We're local, and we're here to help you grow. Citizens State Bank, Marysville, Waterville, and Hanover. Member FDIC.
We're just making a living, making things grow.
From AgView.net, I'm Ken Rogers with Ag News. Whether you're purchasing gifts ahead of the holiday season, fuel, cattle feed, and more, odds are you're going to be paying more thanks to inflation. Well, Cattle Facts CEO Randy Block says inflation is here to stay, impacting everything for the next several years.
I don't know how you can slow it down. You throw this much money in the system and you got an economy that's still not fully back on board and yet headed up, not only in the U.S. but around the globe. But we're going to have some real inflationary pressures to deal with here for the next several years.
Well, for cattle producers and feeders, inflation is being translated into costs of feed and grain. Drought in hay and cow country has made winter forage expensive. At the same time, grain prices also higher.
You see what's going on with feed grain prices, oil prices, energy prices, value of energy in our grains. I think that's the reason that when you look at it relative to the historical supply-demand numbers, corn's about 50 cents a bushel higher than it would typically be given this type of a stocks-to-use ratio.
Ultimately, cost to produce goods and services will trickle down to folks like cattle producers and feeders, translating into tighter cattle numbers in the future.
I think we'll see cost of gains continue to stay more elevated, you know, just the cost of doing business. Vehicles are going to cost more, steel already costs more, energy costs more, fuel costs more. The list goes on and on and on, and ultimately you got to pass that down. The wholesale markets have already got a lot of that type of stuff built into them, but we haven't been able to share in that yet at the fed cattle level, but that'll change in here as we work into tighter numbers.
Well, Block's 2022 forecast for cash cattle prices to be between $1.20 and $1.60 a pound. The average price, about $1.35. While that seems like an improvement at first sight, inflation will most likely keep profits flat. That's an Ag News update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
Plan-
planning for the future includes accounting for the present. Crop insurance protection assures that your farming operation will withstand the variabilities of weather and potential disaster. Rely on the coverage that crop insurance provides. And rely on Linda Schmitz with Linda's Insurance Agency for the experience and personal service that she offers. Call today and update your crop insurance options. That's Linda's Insurance Agency, 1507 Broadway in Marysville.
As winter draws closer, evaluate your pasture and make any necessary improvements. A little work now can mean big returns next spring and summer on Successful Farming Radio.
Successful Farming Radio, providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
Do you want to unlock the secret to higher yields? With Titan XC on your dry fertilizer this fall, more of your applied nutrients will be available to your crop come spring to help drive yield on every acre. Find out what 50 million acres already know with Titan XC from Nutrien Ag Solutions. Always read and follow label directions.
Are you looking for new advanced technology for your farm operation? Need some advice on managing your farm or tips on finding the best machinery prices? You'll find all this and more in Successful Farming Magazine. Subscriptions are available online at agriculture.com. Visit agriculture.com and complete your subscription to Successful Farming Magazine today.
Your pasture to bed for the winter, you have a to-do list. Take a close look at what's growing and its condition. There are several important things you can do now to keep your pasture looking great and give it a healthy boost for next year. Gary Lacefield is a retired extension forage specialist at the University of Kentucky. He says many grass species decrease over time, leaving room for undesirable vegetation and weeds to thrive. So all pastures need to be evaluated for stand quality. Early fall is best for reseeding, but other adjustments can be made.
If we wait till January to do that, we can't do anything in that. So if we do make a decision, whatever it is, whether it's to reestablish, whether it's to fertilize, whether it's to control weeds, whether it's to put some more cross fencing in so we can graze better throughout the fall, all of those are important right now.
Evaluate the forage that's available from your pasture and how you can most efficiently use it in the winter.
How we can use it as long in the winter as possible, thus minimizing the amount of stored feed. And then also, what are our weak points within our forage program, whether it's a pasture or hay, and also soil fertility. The most important investment is a soil test. From there, we can make the right economic and agronomic decisions as to what we're going to apply from the standpoint of fertility.
Healthy grasses are still growing and tasty, but don't let your animals overgraze. It's important to leave 6 inches of stubble as you go into winter. This gives the grass a chance to store up nutrients, regenerate roots, and be healthier in the spring. I'm Jody Henke. Learn more about fall pasture care at agriculture.com.
Like everything around us, agriculture and rural living is changing. Kansas Farm Bureau's Farm Weekend brings you the stories, the voices, and the passion of farm families living and adapting to these changes. Farm Weekend on KNDY, Farm and Home Information Radio, a service of the Marshall County Farm Bureau Association.
Market information from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Andy Hoosier going through a Wednesday today. Market's closing in just a little bit. We're seeing a lot of red on the board for the grain market. They've been staying pretty consistent today. Livestock staying pretty consistent in the grain side. So that's nice to see after a couple weeks of some rocky numbers on there. Big news coming out of Brazil and Central America and South America as we see Brazil soy exports sitting at right around 1.93 million tons for the month of November in anticipation. That report was released earlier today. In their corn exports out of the country of Brazil, they are sitting at near 1.964 million tons in November as well with their projections. In the wheat market right now, we have still seen a lot of red on the board there. They're trying to recover, but just can't really do anything but slow moving today. Pretty stagnant. December Kansas City wheat down 8.5, sitting at 7.89¾. The Chicago sitting up down 10¾ as well. Corn market, they're down 6¼ at 5.66¾. In the oats market, they tried to rebound a little bit, saw some green earlier today, but they're down as well and pretty deeply. December oats down 20¾, sitting at 7.40 and a half. Good news in a lot of the grain market is with some of the weather over the next week or so, it will be ideal for many of the farmers to try and wrap up a lot of their harvest season across the Plains states, as a lot of this weather outlooks could be open to some harvest activity, and conditions will be dry enough for even some of the planting as well. So a lot of the farmers trying to take advantage of the decent weather over the next couple of days. In the soybeans, they were in the green a little bit, tried to rebound a bit, but they're down in the red right now. November soybeans down 14 points currently at 12:30. We have the bean meal in the green by 3:30 at 3:40 and a half, and the bean oil sitting down in the red 91 cents at 61.08. The cotton is about the only thing right now that we do see positive. December cotton sitting up 170 at 118 and 95 cents. Stock market still mixed, but mostly lower, with the Dow Jones in the red, the S&P down, the NASDAQ in the green by 22 points. Market information, Mid-America Ag Network.
All across the nation, we are here for our communities.
We're doing our part to get supplies where it's needed in order to fight COVID-19 together.
Got to do what we got to do, helping the people that did lose their jobs and lost their income, and now they don't have money for their food.
It feels good to be out there to assist our community with what we're dealing with. It's what you sign up for as a soldier.
We will not rest until the mission is complete.
Each one of these soldiers, once they received the call, they understood that all hands were on deck. This goes to the core of what citizen soldiers do.
We are your Army National Guard.
I would like our friends and family to know that your National Guardsmen are always ready and always there.
Always ready, always there. Visit NationalGuard.com to find out more. Sponsored by the Kansas Army National Guard, aired by the Kansas Association of Broadcasters and this station.
You've depended on KNDY Radio to get all your local news, weather, and sports updates. Now you can depend on KNDYRadio.com as well, where you can find everything you've heard, missed, and more. Let KNDY keep you informed when severe weather strikes, and listen to your area high school football and basketball broadcasts even if you're miles away from home with our Listen Live feature. You can also look to KNDYRadio.com for school closings when the weather's rough. Make KNDYRadio.com your number one source for everything local and so much more.
A town hall meeting is planned Wednesday evening in Lynn to outline and receive public comment regarding a proposed infill housing program that would focus on developing affordable, maintenance-free options for housing in the community. Lynn Housing Authority is leading the effort, with a meeting open to the public Wednesday evening to begin at 6 p.m. at Lynn City Hall.
KNDY.
Join us as we step back in time Sunday afternoons with the Neon Beat. This is your host, John Christopher, and I invite you to listen in as we share all of the great songs from the past, from the big bands to swing, early classics, and even some more recent favorites. You're sure to appreciate the variety and the memories. Tune in Sunday afternoons, 1 to 6 p.m., live on KNDY, AM 1570 and FM 94.1.
Join the Marysville Knights of Columbus annual Pork Chop Barbecue Saturday, November 6th, serving 6 until 8 p.m. at the Knights of Columbus Hall in Marysville. Serving a smoked pork chop with baked potato, green beans, and homemade dessert, the bar will also be open. Curbside pickup and delivery available. Phone 799-5628.
Full-time legends of country music. From KNDY, Marysville, AM 1570 and FM 94.1. Now, ABC News.
Here's the latest from ABC.